We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, motivated viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus T2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV.
In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS.
And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ida Blessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión.
In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión.
And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional,
Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
En Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
En Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company.
Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jamaica will boost food security through hydroponic methods. In environmental news, a Mongolian university hosts a climate change conference. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Cooperative for Infant Nutrition, an Argentinian-based nonprofit which provides nourishment to children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 30th, one of the most respected 20th century Egyptian writers, Mr. Nahib Mahfouz, is remembered. He was born in 1911 in Cairo and passed away on this date in 2006. Mr. Mahfouz was a prolific author of more than 30 novels, as well as short story collections, screenplays, and stage plays. He was recognized for his realistic depictions of Egyptian life, and many of his works were adapted into films. Among his most prominent was the Cairo Trilogy. In 1988, he was honored with the Nobel Prize in Literature, becoming the first Arabic language writer to receive the award. Mr. Mahfouz was also a committed supporter of peace. May Mr. Naheed Mahfouz's outstanding legacy of creative gifts and harmonious vision be an inspiration for many.
Fly-in news. Fatal landslides in Turkey. With the force of over 160 kilograms of rain per square meter falling over a short period of time on Thursday, August 26, dozens of homes collapsed and 100 more were damaged in the town of Gindodu in the eastern Black Sea province of Rissa. Landslides claimed the lives of 12 people as cars were also buried in mud and the Black Sea coastal highway was closed. Firefighters and other emergency teams rescued several people with injuries and helped evacuate hundreds of other residents. State Minister Faruk Nafis Erzak and Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek rushed to the area, where they pledged that all necessary emergency efforts would be made and also said that urgent financial aid would be sent to assist the flood victims. We sincerely thank all the Turkish officials for your swift response and caring aid as we send our condolences to those who have lost loved ones in this tragic disaster. May Allah protect the affected people in recovering the regularity of their daily lives as we strive to restore our environment to a whole and balanced state.
Lives lost to inundations in Nicaragua. Torrential rains have caused floods and landslides in the Central American nation, with 34 people who have perished since May 15. According to Emergency Management Office spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Nestor Solis, 23 people died thus far in August, with six who perished in the 24 hours just prior to Saturday, August 28. Officials have evacuated more than 870 families to temporary shelters in the departments of Masaya, Granada, Jinotega, and Nueva Segovia. Almost 500 homes were damaged by overflowing rivers, along with coffee, banana, and other fruit crops, as well as 8,000 kilometers of infrastructure along the Pacific coast. A formal relief plan is expected to be announced by the central government this week. We are thankful for the assistance of the rescue personnel in bringing Nicaraguans to safety as we convey our sincere sympathies to the families who have lost loved ones. May the flood-affected residents be graced with a soon return to their productive day-to-day lives as we strive through greater kindness to minimize such distressing conditions as these.
International community continues to respond to flood-ravaged Pakistan. In the most recent of the disasters to ravage Pakistan since flooding began last month, renewed flooding in the southern regions uprooted nearly a million people within just 48 hours by Friday, August 27th. Pakistani officials had ordered the evacuation of around 300,000 residents from the 40% inundated Tata district, as well as surrounding areas on Thursday night, as more embankments on the Indus River were breached. Of southern Sindh province's 23 districts, 19 have been severely affected, and at least 40 villages in the province have already been washed away. Since late July, Pakistani officials have confirmed 1,600 fatalities throughout the country due to the monsoon floods, with 1.2 million homes destroyed and 7.2 million hectares of farmland submerged.
Officials, meanwhile, have raised their concern of risk from disease as well as food and water shortages, and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, stated that 3.5 million people in flood-devastated regions have only contaminated water for use. In provinces such as Balochistan and Sindh, almost 65,000 cases of malaria have been reported.
It's possible to expect an increase of malaria cases due to the exposure of people to water. We are expecting this increase to be in the next 4 weeks.
United Nations made an urgent call for at least 40 more helicopters to help distribute life-saving aid, to which the United States has responded with a pledge to send 4 more helicopters and an amphibious ready group for a total of at least 23 US helicopters arriving this week. Other aid efforts from around the world continue to pour in from countries such as the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Kuwait, Iran, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Japan, Canada, Brazil, Indonesia, India, China, and the European Union. Despite China's own recent flood disaster, the government is sending a 55-member rescue team to Pakistan, comprised of doctors, experts, and engineers, along with the $1.2 million of medical supplies. With China's relief aid thus far totaling $20 million, a three-day telethon campaign organised by United Arab Emirates television and radio stations raised $19 million US dollars in emergency assistance.
The number of individuals that have been provided shelter is between 1.2 and 1.5 million. The support arriving in the pipeline is estimated at another 2.5 million individuals that can be assisted with shelter. So putting those together, you're looking at just short of 4 million individuals that will be assisted with shelter. The estimated need is somewhere around 8 million. Therefore, there is still a sizable shortfall in the shelter needs.
Aid is also coming in from within Pakistan as national celebrities and the affluent contribute. Pakistani singer Shahzad Roy helped organize food and water donations to displaced persons in camps. Cricket player and now politician Imran Khan sponsored a telethon attended by Pakistani stars, which raised 760,000 U.S. dollars. Pakistan's well-known charity, the Eddie Foundation, founded by Shining World Compassion Award laureate Dr. Abdul Sattar Eddie, is also contributing 35.5 million U.S. dollars from private donations, while the nation's cricket board announced that the national team donated half of last week's win, offering 54,400 U.S. dollars from the third test at the British Oval to relief victims.
This follows a contribution of 138,000 US dollars made by cricket board officials, staff and team players a week before. Meanwhile, the United Nations has stated that 490.7 million US dollars in international donations has been received, with an additional 325 million US dollars promised.
These children all live in a camp. They're being provided food, water, tented shelter that you can see behind me, but it's very open and very, very difficult for their families. The government has responded well. UNICEF is supporting with water and sanitation, digging latrines, making sure that children have vitamins and medicines as well.
Our heartfelt thanks and Providence bless all donors, from individuals to organizations and nations, for your caring assistance to the Pakistani people. We pray that all will soon be spared from suffering as they are able to recover their regular, everyday lives, and that such extreme calamities subside with our more considerate care of the environment and each other.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pilot program introduces Arabic language to 5th grade Israeli students. Starting with the school year in September, 170 Jewish state schools across northern Israel will be testing a new program where Arabic classes are taught for 2 hours a week to fifth graders. Called Ya Salam, the new initiative from the nation's education ministry is intended to encourage cultural bridging through earlier introduction of language. The study of Hebrew is already compulsory in Arab schools, while Arabic is not mandatory except for 7th to 9th graders in Jewish schools. Education Ministry Head of Arabic and Islamic Education, Shlomo Alon, said, "We live in a country that has two official languages. Studying Arabic will promote tolerance and convey a message of acceptance. Our accolades, Education Ministry and Israel, for your efforts to encourage further harmony and cultural understanding, especially among youths. Blessed be all such endeavors that foster understanding and respect among people across the globe."
Planets discovered in a distant solar system. U.S. National Aeronautical Space Administration, or NASA scientists, have discovered via the Kepler Space Telescope two giant planets orbiting around a sun-like star 2,000 light-years from Earth. The two planets, which scientists have named Kepler-9b and Kepler-9c, are each the size of our solar system's Saturn and were remarkably observed to change orbits around the star. As stated by team member Dr. Matthew Holman of the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, this discovery is the first clear detection of the gravitational interaction between two planets. Researchers also say there is evidence of a third smaller planet about 50% larger than the size of our Earth. Dr. Alan Boss, astrophysicist from the Carnegie Institution of Washington, D.C., USA, stated, "We're finding more and more evidence that Earth-like planets are going to be quite common. We don't have them yet, but we're well on the way to discovering them." Our appreciation, Dr. Holman, Dr. Boss, and National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists for this new view of planets found among the distant stars. May such discoveries continue advancing our awareness of the connectedness of all life near and far.
Alexis, or Vietnamese, sailors rescued at sea. After their vessel sank when Tropical Storm Mindul hit Olax, or Vietnam, north central coast, the 10 men were left floating in two tiny traditional bamboo basket boats measuring 2.5 meters in diameter, guided by just one oar each. Three rescue boats and a helicopter searched for 2 days unsuccessfully trying to find them. Fortunately, the men were spotted by two private boats passing by and were safely brought ashore. They were taken to the hospital for health checks following their rescue and have been since released in good condition. We join in gratitude for the observant care of the two boats that helped save the 10 Alexis nationals, wishing them many joyful celebrations of life with loving family and friends.
U.S. first face transplant patient smiles after final surgery. A team of five surgeons at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, USA, conducted the final operation for Ms. Connie Culp with a four-hour procedure in mid-July. Having undergone more than 30 total medical procedures to rebuild her injured face, the 47-year young grandmother can now smile, be at ease in public, and feel her grandson's kiss on her cheek. Lead transplant team surgeon at the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Maria Seminal, said, "You can see a live person who is happy her life is back. She is happy as she can be." Many thanks, Dr. Seminal and team, as we send our heartfelt congratulations to Ms. Connie Culp for your successful surgery. May your swift and complete return to normal life be blessed with countless happy moments spent in the treasured company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Global spread of dengue linked to climate change. With warming temperatures extending the northward range of tropical organisms, World Health Organization experts have also been forecasting the spread of disease such as mosquito-borne dengue fever, saying that some 2.5 billion people are currently at risk. This severely painful disease is characterized by high fever, headaches, and muscle and joint pains, and can be fatal. There is currently no vaccination or effective treatment that offers a cure. In the Philippines, the Department of Health has reported a 48% increase in dengue cases this year, which now total nearly 41,000, with 328 fatalities. Cases now exceed 35,000 in Sri Lanka, and the government has warned that the entire population could become affected. In Thailand, 45,000 people have been diagnosed with 43 fatalities, leading the government to recommend that youth avoid black leggings, stating the mosquitoes carrying dengue are more attracted to dark clothing.
The incidence in Yemen is currently so high that it is being called an epidemic, with the disease having spread to 100,000 people, causing over 200 deaths, and with some 60,000 confirmed illnesses on the small French Caribbean islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe, the epidemic there now affects around 4,000 persons per week on each island. Meanwhile, scientists such as Dr. Franco G. Tevez in the Philippines are evaluating whether the actual life cycle of the dengue-carrying mosquito is changing as temperatures continue to rise. He stated, "We are trying to substantiate whether temperature increase hastens the completion of the mosquito's life cycle, leading to a population explosion."
Our appreciation, Dr. Tevez, World Health Organization, and scientists around the world for these findings that raise the alert to the accelerating risk of dengue fever. We are deeply saddened to know of the suffering endured by so many and pray that everyone quickly joins in planet-cooling actions to reverse climate change and protect all lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded of acting preventatively to address the imbalances of global warming, as in the following March 2009 video conference in California, USA.
How can we take measures to protect not from rising sea levels, but also all the similar consequences of global warming? See, when the sea level rises, there will be more mosquitoes and diseases. Being vegan is our top priority, because this provides the most immediate cooling. through actions that can be taken by individuals, because we are a big group on the planet, you see. Carbon removal is also good and acts fairly quickly, but being veg is something that every single person in the world can do and immediately.
Save Our Planet. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Patricia Espinosa, travels to Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela to meet with her counterparts for discussions about global warming in preparation for the upcoming COP16 conference that Mexico is hosting in Cancun.
Save Our Planet. Tunisia joins two other African nations in the Blue Flag program, which awards features with an eco label for meeting environmental quality standards in information, safety, management, and water quality.
Save Our Planet. Russian environmentalists state that some 12 million hectares of national forests have been destroyed by fires this year, estimating financial damages at $300 billion, along with the irreplaceable loss of cherished co-inhabitants' lives.
Save Our Planet. China announces a project that will involve the planting of a greenbelt between the Bardane, Jaran and Tengger deserts to restore the region's ecosystem and prevent the two desertified areas from merging.
Hello, I'm Angela, the elusive Great Crested Grebe, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Today, I have a tip on a fun way to recycle old compact discs. You can place the CD shiny side up and put a candle in the center. The reflection off the CD makes a dazzling centerpiece on buffet or coffee tables. It will also catch the drips of the candle. Thank you for your attention. And thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In education news, Jamaica will boost food security through hydroponic methods. The new program involves growing plants in a nutrient solution without soil. Small-scale and backyard farmers will be assisted in increasing their production. It will be implemented by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization and Jamaica's Rural Agricultural Development Authority as part of a 5.8 million euro initiative funded by the European Union. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, and Jamaica's Rural Agricultural Development Authority for supporting practices to enhance earth-friendly food supplies. May all be blessed with plentiful fruits and vegetables for a nutritious and planet-protecting diet.
In environmental news, Mongolian University of Science and Technology hosts a climate change conference. The urgent issues of global warming and ecological crisis meeting brought together Mongolian scientists and professionals to discuss our urgent planetary situation and the solution. Participants included Mr. Zorik, Ecology and Environmental Policy Advisor to the President of Mongolia, Dr. Mijit Darge, Director of the Ecology and Sustainable Development Center, Mongolian University of Science and Technology, and Dr. Tongalek, Dean of the Department of Microbiology, Mongolian Agricultural University. Changing to the plant-based lifestyle was viewed by the experts as the best way to halt climate change. After the gathering, guests were treated to vegan fare provided by the university. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Mongolian University of Science and Technology, and all distinguished individuals attending for being part of this important dialogue about the Earth. May awareness continue to grow about the best way to save our world, adopting the compassionate plant-based diet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Argentinian-based Cooperative for Infant Nutrition. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more lively news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a charming world. Now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Argentinian organization which helps children overcome medical problems due to lack of adequate nutrition.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Cooperative for Infant Nutrition, or CONIN, dedicated to helping children receive proper nourishment to promote robust development both physically and mentally. Founded in 1993 in Mendoza, Argentina, by renowned physician Dr. Abel Labino, the nonprofit has at least 12 centers around the country and in Paraguay and Gambia, with more openings being planned.
CONIN's approach is multifaceted. Lactation clinics to share information about effective nursing methods have been created. A nutritional assistance program for preschool children is also part of the endeavor. Central to CONIN are micro-hospitals where children are given medical attention specifically designed to overcome conditions caused by lack of proper nutrition. CONIN is staffed by volunteers, including a team of interdisciplinary professionals.
In 1994, Dr. Albino was elected to the Ashok Fellowship, which recognizes those that are making a significant contribution to improving our world. Dr. Albino's devotion to serving others is based in his deep religious beliefs. He said, "When I think of the marvelous growth that lies in CONIN's future, I remind myself of St. Jose Maria's words, 2 plus 2 is 4, but 2 plus 2 plus God." Bravo, Dr. Abel Albino and Cooperative for Infant Nutrition for your loving care of so many bright youngsters. May all children be supported to thrive in health and reach their full potential with heaven's abundant blessings.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Aymara, an indigenous language spoken mainly in Peru and Bolivia. The joke is entitled Progress Report.
Nahuan mija, hausata inawa, kultaña utaru, ukata, yaka, utam kirimpi parlañataki, jupawa, histaskana, kunjamas kisasa, maini familia saja, Ukamalpiwi utana, maya enfermera teléfono hausataina, kunasa, epaya saasa. Kuna susurin sutipaja, kuna uta jacuñaniza, sutipasti César Rodríguez, humasti ischukinismati, majisquita, enfermera histatainagua, ay jisa. Wirajocha César Rodríguez, ukatsti, cachata cachata waliptaskaniwa. Ukatsti, Dr. Pérez, Saraniwa, Utaru, Sarma, ukatsti aksaniwa arumanti chikauru. Ukasti waliaskiwa ai hichai wali kuchistwa. Ukayatiawi histasina wali kiskipuniwa yuspagara suma yuspagara. Kumasti wali suma punitawa sasa satainawa enfermera. Humasti, humat mawa, sasa, ma suma masimati, ma familia huerajocha César Rodríguez. Ukatsti, ma chachasti sigua, kanira kiwa, kikpacha kiti, nayatwa César Rodríguez, maya. Nayaja, ventriloquo, akansti, janiwa kitisa kun hiskituti.
And now for our viewers' heartline on interview with Dr. Gabrielle Cousins on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Wow, what a beautiful message. Thank you, Dr. Gabrielle. Judy from Australia.
Amiable Judy, glad to get your note. Dr. Sir Gabrielle Cousins has done remarkable work in helping numerous people regain their health through the organic vegan diet. May we see many more noble medical practitioners sharing important information on the earth-supporting plant-based lifestyle. Our best wishes to you and all the kind people of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God. Wishing you a wonderful week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In his State of the Nation address, Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono asks fellow citizens to live harmoniously and protect religious minorities for a peaceful and united country.
Russia and Switzerland sign a 3-year action plan for economic cooperation in sectors that include tourism, energy, and civil aviation.
In New York City, USA, organic farming business Brooklyn Grange fills nearly 40,000 square feet on top of a building with hundreds of thousands of organically grown plants that provide fresh local produce for restaurants and New Yorkers.
The European Union and the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, partner to help end female genital cutting by holding regular educational meetings in selected countries to raise awareness for constructive change.
China's 2010 Haroon Wealth Report, which provides statistics of the nation's affluent, shows that 97% of the wealthy perform some kind of charity work.
In recent photos from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, frozen water can be seen in a 20-foot-wide crater located on the northern hemispheric surface of the planet.
The Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA, joins other animal welfare groups in urging the government to preserve thousands of baby gannet seabirds from suffering and death by banning their annual hunt.
Cuban writer Felix Sanchez wins the Julio Cortazar Latin American Short Story Prize for his literary work, The Boundaries of the Earth, chosen from among 400 other stories.
Kuwait's governmental institution Bait al-Zakat distributes over 1,000 food packages containing Ramadan meals to citizens in need in the African country of Senegal.
British medical researchers conducting a study of nearly 3,000 people conclude that those who replace high-fat sugar and processed food diets with more fresh fruits, vegetables, and whole grains have better lung health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.